FNC's Carlson slams president's holy war of liberation on gender, by equal, Joe Biden means identical. By Jeff Poor on January 23, 2021. Friday on Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson Tonight. Host Tucker Carlson criticized President Joe Biden's espoused belief that men and women are exactly the same, which is a part of his effort to create gender equality. Carlson's remarks come as Biden has signed an executive order that reportedly would allow transgender athletes to compete with the gender of their choosing. Transcript as follows. Carlson, we don't know about you, but we are thankful that on his very first day in office, Joe Biden addressed one of this nation's most pressing problems, the crisis in girls' sports. The main problem with girls' sports obviously is that they lack diversity. Only girls get to play girls' sports. That's wrong. Joe Biden plans to fix it. Biden is breaking this country's turf ceiling. For the first time in history, men will be allowed to compete in, for example, girls' field hockey and then change in the girls' locker room afterward. Joe Biden has signed an executive order requiring it. Even Barack Obama didn't do that. So, say with us now, hashtag civil rights hero. This is big. There's been a lot of talk recently about women's empowerment. It is a staple of liberal politics, you've heard it before. But it takes a real leader, a once-in-a-generation moral visionary to go further than that. To use federal power to humiliate and endanger women on behalf of biological men. That is feminism at the next level. That is real empowerment. That's the Joe Biden program. He's been planning it for years. This was Biden last February. Begin video clip. Joe Biden, President of the United States. We all know the animating promise of this country that all men and women are created equal has never been fulfilled. End video clip. Carlson, equal. By equal, Joe Biden means identical. There are no differences between men and women, they are precisely the same. That's his position. Those gender categories we've heard about since the dawn of recorded history are fake. Trump made them up. So there is no reason to protect women from men under any circumstances because the whole idea of men and women isn't real. Not everyone believes this, of course. Science isn't always popular, the peasants don't understand it. There are still troglodytes out there. In the year 2021, we are trying to keep men out of women's sports if you can even imagine. Yes, Donald Trump is gone, but that doesn't mean hate has taken a holiday. But Joe Biden is not intimidated by that. He doesn't care that pretty much no one in America agrees with him or even understands what he is talking about. When Joe Biden watches girls' gymnastics as he frequently does and doesn't see a single biological man walking the balance beam or swinging from the uneven bars, he doesn't just sit back and accept the status quo, he acts with force and certainty. Activism like that may seem modern, but it is not new for Joe Biden. For 60 years, he has been fighting transphobia, longer than many of us have been alive. Way back in the summer of 1962, decades before it was fashionable, Joe Biden confronted a vicious transphobe called Corn Pop. Begin video clip. Biden, Corn Pop was a bad dude and he ran a bunch of bad boys. And he cut off a 6-foot length of chain and he folded it up and I said, you walk out with that chain and you walk down the car and I said, you may cut me, man, but I am going to wrap this chain around your head. End video clip. Carlson, Corn Pop was a bad dude, yes, I will say. Corn Pop was a bigot. He wanted to keep men out of the girls' changing room at a public pool in Wilmington. It was a different time back then. But Joe Biden wouldn't have it. He threatened to beat Corn Pop with a 6-foot chain and that was just the beginning. Decades later, Joe Biden flew all the way to South Africa to free Nelson Mandela from prison. Begin video clip. Biden, I had the great honor of being arrested with our UN ambassador on the streets of Soweto trying to get to see him on Robben Island. One of the most saintly guys I ever knew because I got arrested trying to see him when I went down to South Africa. Nelson Mandela. I came back from South Africa trying to see Nelson Mandela and getting arrested for trying to see him in Robben Island, he was in prison. End video clip. Carlson, yes, we saw that, but few of us understood the significance of it at the time. We will admit it now. Most of us assume that Biden was risking his life to fight the racist policies of the South African government. What we didn't know was that Joe Biden was actually fighting a more insidious foe, gender apartheid. Robben Island was men only, second segregated by sex, if you can imagine. But the fight isn't over yet. Joe Biden's holy war of liberation continues. Even now in the supposedly liberated time, groups of women still saunter to the ladies' room together in restaurants across America without a single man joining them in the stall. That happens, believe it or not, it happens right now. Right now, as we speak tonight, there are still sexually segregated public showers in this nation. Not to mention dressing rooms in retail stores that men are not allowed to enter. And what about your house? How many boys slept over at your seventh grade daughter's most recent slumber party? We need to start asking ourselves questions like these. It's time to look within America. Until we can all agree that 8-year-old boys can be strong, independent and sassy women, we are all part of the problem. Joe Biden understands that. Begin video clip. Biden, the idea that an 8-year-old child or a 10-year-old child decides. You know, I decided I want to be transgender. That's what I'd like to be. It will make my life easier. There should be zero discrimination. End video clip. Carlson, Joe Biden has a solution. 60 years ago, he fought corn pop with a chain to protect the right of biological men to be present when girls change into their bathing suits, and he will bring that same moral clarity to your daughter's lacrosse team. Leadership like that will change the country. In time, you won't hear people claiming to be the first female this or first female that, because honestly, in a truly liberated society, who can say what's female? Why shouldn't Mike Pence announce that actually he was the first woman to serve as vice president? Who could call him wrong? Not us. We don't do hate speech here. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.